Black voters are the base of the Democratic Party in Charlotte. They represent 64% of the city's registered Democrats. So who they support will largely determine who wins Tuesday's Democratic primary for mayor. And at least when it comes to campaign donations, reporter Nick De La Canal found one candidate stands out in reaching African Americans.
The Democratic candidates for mayor gathered at WTVI studios earlier this week to tape a debate that airs Sunday.
WTVI PBS Charlotte.
Moderator Jeff Rivenbark asked the candidates for their views on race relations in Charlotte.
We need to do better, and I look forward to being part of that conversation.
What we have in Charlotte, in my opinion, is also a really big class problem.
We're sending kids to schools where they don't have daily experience of getting to know people who are not like them.
I think moving forward, though, it's more about access to resources that we have to be intentional about.
That was, in order, Jennifer Roberts, Michael Barnes, Dan Clodfelter, and David Howard, all making a case to minority voters. One candidate, though, David Howard, is raking in three times as much money from African Americans than all the other candidates combined. Campaign finance reports don't list the race of people donating money to campaigns, but you can match donor names with public voter records, which do list race and ethnicities. And that's what we did. The results? Howard has raised more than $60,000 from African Americans, well ahead of Roberts, who's reported a distant $12,000 from black voters. Clodfelter and Barnes have each raised roughly $5,000, though Barnes doesn't make fundraising a priority.
David Howard has certainly coalesced a key group of voters for this primary election.
This is political analyst Michael Bitzer of Catawba College. To be clear, these numbers reflect all black voters in the state who've donated. Not all of them are Charlotte citizens, but still.
If he's garnering a solid majority of the donors for that key group, it may start to send a signal that indeed he is getting that kind of groundswell and key support that's going to be needed to come out of a four-way primary.
And in what's expected to be a low turnout election, it's important to have an engaged base. That's why Howard has been focusing his campaign in Charlotte's heavy minority East and West sides. Howard recently stopped by the No Grease Barbershop on Beattie's Ford Road. There, he shook hands and spoke with Ricky McBride, a 57-year-old African-American who was getting a trim. It was McBride's first time meeting Howard, but it's not the first he's heard of him.
Well, I met his mom years ago when I was in a house, and I had to be transitioned. I got burnt out from my apartment. I had to be transitioned around from, you know, a public housing. And I met his mom back in the day. She was a part of the resources.
Howard gets this a lot. His mother, Judy Williams, is well-known in the area. She advocates for the families of local murder victims, and she has a reputation for helping out locals in need. Right now, Howard could really use her popularity. Even with financial backing from the black community, he isn't performing well in the polls. Last month, the Charlotte Observer found Roberts leading with 39% support from likely Democratic voters. Howard was at 9%, dead last. Howard spent most of the Labor Day weekend in his old white Lexus, making the rounds from barbershops to hair salons to churches and restaurants. If you ask him if the lousy numbers bother him.
No, of course it bothers me. And I'm not sure what that means, to be honest. I think some of it has to do with the issues over the last year with our former mayor, maybe.
That would be Patrick Cannon, now in federal prison.
I've actually heard from some people in that community, you know, maybe we should let them have it this time. And I keep telling them I don't know what they are because I didn't do anything wrong. But you can imply, you can hear clearly what's implied there.
Overall, Roberts still leads the pack in total money raised. She's raised almost $370,000. Howard and Clodfelter have both raised about $230,000, though about $40,000 of Clodfelter's money was given to him by himself. Barnes has raised $30,000. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.